This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffen here on the DJV program, presenting Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Everybody has a story to tell, and we have those stories here on the DJV program, including overviewing algae. We're going to be studying algae in this hour of the program. Probably Jennifer won't have time for that.
You know, I just said the other day, we don't have enough good algae radio, so
no.
Thank goodness. Soil talk has become
Soil
algae talk.
Algae radio. All right, so let's get to the Department of Justice launching an environmental justice investigation into the state of Alabama. Well, it's not actually a state. It's a county in Alabama that has discriminated against blacks from pretty much the beginning of time, it looks like. And it's the they don't even have adequate sanitation. So what comes of all of this, though, I guess is the question. Sanitation, we all think, we think it's a basic human need. You have sewers in town or a septic system or something. And so sewage management seems to be avoiding the black neighborhoods in this town or the county. It's Loudness, is that how you pronounce it? L-O-W-N-D-E-S.
Probably Loudness.
Loudness, yeah. Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. So Title VI prohibits recipients of federal assistance from being discriminated against based on race, color, or national origin. Who thinks this is a good idea? Why do we have people that
who
are that behind?
What's the question? Against people
the
of question, color? No,
yeah, discriminating against people of color.
Well, because
who
they get away with it.
2021, who still think that black people are subhuman.
Well,
I don't
Alabama?
Know
this. Yeah, I don't know this. I don't know this story. Alabama's got beautiful beaches, by the way. But I don't know all of this story because I think you're just telling it to us. But I would say that it's very easy to discriminate against low-income communities. I think it
sure.
happens in even the big cities. And if that's where people of color are, that's where they're living, then by extension they're going to get discriminated
well, okay,
against.
Okay, so what about
them.
All these phonies like Kamala Harris, who's claiming to be out there to help the poor, and how many other politicians do you hear? Yes, we've got to do better things so to make sure that everybody has equal opportunity. Why do people even bother to listen to that stuff? Because it's just so much baloney. And more than that.
Well,
than
the Department of Justice is involved now, so
yeah.
I mean, that's why you have to keep talking about it, so someone can do something.
All right, so Warren Eckstein visited with us, as he usually does here on this program once a week, and we have his tips on. He lives in Santa Monica, and I've been looking around for a place for the winter. The ladies tell me I should go over the hill. Maybe a good reason to go over the hill is because if you live in Santa Monica,
over the
and
hill
you
to
see,
someone who, you know, let's talk oh, about over the hill oh, meaning going because some people
it,
may not know what you're talking about. It's
over
very
the hill means
on California.
The, if you go over the 405, the west side of the 405 are the cities like Santa Monica and Venice and the Malibu. Those are the places on the beach. Now, over the other side of the hill where Jennifer lives is called the Valley. Jennifer is a Valley girl, and therefore it's a different sort of ambiance, if you will.
And what Doug is trying to tell you is that he's too good to live where I live.
No, it's not.
He's not going to come spend time with his brand new grandson.
Mm-hmm. It's not true. I will be there a lot. Anyway, if you live in Santa Monica, you can call 311 now. The important issue of mass compliance. If you want to rat on somebody that you see walking down the
Third
Street
Promenade. You
know what I'd
like to do in Santa Monica or Venice? I'd love for someone to take care of the homeless problem, but instead we're empowering mask craziness.
Yeah.
You see someone who's outside at the beach, call this number so you can become an ambassador of COVID or something. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
You're outside at the beach. Breathe the air. It's okay.
Yep. Okay. So what's happening? Is this the climate thing still going on? Or are we done with this? Is it, like a
I thought we were
on?
Done when Biden left, but it still goes.
Well,
still
they have
going.
Other they have other like NGOs are there. I mean, it's not just government officials. It's there are a lot of other Their school groups that are there. I mean, this is a big global summit. So I don't know how long it goes for, or maybe it's over now, but they have different levels of kids. Greta Thunberg was there.
Were the Chinese there?
No, Biden called them out, I think, for not participating.
Right. Yeah. That tells you there's a lot in that. At any rate, they should be called out. So why is the Holocaust Museum getting involved with the Chinese, Jennifer? I didn't quite understand what
because
is happening.
Because what they're doing to Uyghur Muslims, especially to women. So
scary,
the Holocaust, reminiscence.
So the Holocaust Museum is not just for the Jews in World War II. It's for any.
Well, the Holocaust Museum is a Holocaust museum, but it's also a body that looks for this type of persecution throughout the globe. And so they have a report out that shows that the Chinese government's conduct has escalated beyond a policy, they say, of forced assimilation against Uyghur ethnic minorities. And they say that the deepening assault of Uyghur female reproductive capacity through forced sterilization, forced IUD placement, as well as separation of the sexes through mass detention. They're forcibly transferring these people, separating them from their loved ones. And they raise legitimate questions about the existence and the intent to biologically destroy the group. If you're starting to force sterilization on women, how are you going to reproduce? How are you going to continue the population?
Right, the whole
and
point.
They're trying to wipe it out, which is exactly what Hitler was trying to do to the Jews. And so this is why they're bringing it up. And for all of the people, and this includes actors, I think, and athletes particularly, who are so about rah-rah China. I don't know if they just don't know this. I mean, we have all found this out. I think you just have to be, you know, it doesn't even take much to dig in and educate yourself on what's happening. And I can never remember if this woman was on this program or the other show that I do in LA, but the lady who was here who talked about having, she was just a Christian who was imprisoned in China. She wasn't even a Uyghur Muslim. She was put in jail for going to, get Christian services, basically.
Yeah, I remember that.
And she said that they did all sorts of tests on her, biological tests. They make these prisoners into lab rats.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you become a prisoner in China? Well, you can look the wrong way. You can try to go to a church service that's not condoned. You can have an inappropriate conversation. And then all of a sudden you are being tested on. And it's even worse if you happen to be a Uyghur. And these concentration camps showed up in movies like Mulan, and Disney just blotted them out of the background. I mean, it's insane that we are still so on the line with these people who are doing really bad things. When does it stop? When is it enough?
There's so many strings attached, though, Jennifer, because of the money. It's like having a financial gun pointed at your head. That's kind of what it is. Imagine that sort of reality. All right, so The problem with Joe Biden, I guess, at the moment, among many things, is that his approval rating is pretty horrible. And most people, when asked about it, he has a 38% approval rating at the moment, say that it's the gas prices, it's the cost of living, it's
Afghanistan was really a turning point for him with this approval rating. You can see a direct correlation with the drop.
Yeah.
And now you see the inflation. There's going to be a new report out today that experts believe will say that we are at the highest price increase in over 30 years. And there's really no plan.
Looks like everything
immediately.
It's gas, groceries, all of the things that we need. We were talking off the air about the price.
And they have a big impact on the middle class and the lower class, the people who are struggling to make ends meet. I can't tell you how it hurts me financially to fill up my car right now at $5 a gallon because I drive so much. I'm filling my tank at least twice a week, sometimes three times a week. And I was counting the hours that I have to work to just afford to drive to my jobs. And it's insane. For other people who are making $15 an hour or making the minimum wage, you're working like an entire, well, at least 6 or 7 hours to pay for a tank of gas. That's nuts. And then try to go to the grocery store and you either can't find food or the food that is there, the price has gone up significantly. This is a problem because people vote on their pocketbook. But there's a poll out that was kind of funny. It was from USA Today. It wasn't like a right-wing poll. And they asked voters at USA Today what they want to see from Biden in the next year. And the top answer, 20% of respondents, said that they want him to resign, retire, or quit. That was a 20%.
That's silly. Let's talk about Thanksgiving, which is only 2 weeks from tomorrow, right? 2 weeks from tomorrow is Thanksgiving. AAA says that Thanksgiving travel will be up where it was before the pandemic. 53.5 million people will be traveling. It's the first time in 13 or 14 years that I will go anywhere on Thanksgiving. I'm going to go out, and because my son's wife is having the baby that week, at least that seems to be the plan. Let's see if the baby goes along with the program. But I haven't had Thanksgiving with Megan for years, so I'm going to have that with them. And then I'm going to take a little trip over to the islands for a few days and looking at what it costs. Interesting, the cost of flying there, not out of the, to anywhere, isn't out of this world, but trying to get a hotel.
Woo, or a rental car. That's really tough.
Oh, forget
Hawaii.
Rental cars. Yeah, right. Yeah,
but yeah, definitely, that was one of the things we talked about months ago, that the rental car situation, people are renting, like, vans and U-Haul trucks, and the family's riding in the back. I mean, it's like really bad, especially on places like Hawaii where they have limited resources anyway. But make sure you prepay for your car well in advance, so that way they have to give you something else. Don't just reserve it, but actually prepay for it. It's the only way that I've been reading that on all the travel blogs. Make sure that you don't just book it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I usually use Enterprise. They don't require you to pay.
Prepay.
That's smart. Otherwise, they'll just give it away, probably.
Yep.
Speaking of being smart and Thanksgiving, are you preparing yourself to put on a few pounds? And are you thinking, well, maybe I should do something so that I can enjoy what I eat, but I'm not going to put on weight? And maybe you can say that to yourself, I'm not going to put on weight. I'm not going to put on weight. Well, one of the great support systems for not putting on weight that you can start right now is to go to toploss.com and to sign up for Calitrin. How does Calitrin work? Well, if you've been deaf for the last 5 years that I've been talking about Calitrin, I'll give you step one, and that's to take the capsules of the liquid every night before you go to bed. And then, as you're resting, your body repairs and rebuilds using the all-natural ingredients in America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, Calitrin. So that next year, you'll be more, you'll be happier with yourself because you will have prepared yourself. You won't go down the usual street. I remember talking about this last year, and I think the year before as well. Think about Calitrin as your defense. When you want to enjoy yourself, have great food and fun, don't worry. Put Calitrin to work. Go to toploss.com, get the deal, the DJV deal, three, and it's a BOGO deal. You get three more free and as many more after that as you'd like. Toploss.com, use the code DJV.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry, our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door is vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, That can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
It's 23 at the hour now here on the DJB program, Trending Time, Inspiration, Personification. How about that? I like using all those words. Big words, Jay, right? You like big words?
I think
big words are fun. All right, so we get to some trending gossip in just a moment here on the DJB program.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, let's get at it here. I was looking. The Baldwins are at it again, Jay. Alec is yapping away about Rust and what happened and who should get what from whom. And then I noticed that his daughter, Ireland, is talking about the Astro World tragedy. Was she there? You know, but most everybody, we're still onto that, right? People know what happened in Houston over this past weekend.
I don't believe Ireland was there. I think she was just talking about how so many people were coming for Alec, saying he needs to be held accountable, and then so many people were quick to defend Travis Scott, saying that there was nothing he could have done, when there's so many people posting videos from other concerts of artists and musicians stopping their shows when clearly something is happening in the crowd and not going on to perform again until they make sure everybody's okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is it, talking out of both sides of one's mouth, it would seem. All right, do we like Ireland Baldwin, the daughter?
I don't know anything about her. She was
with
a model, I guess-ish.
Yeah, but wasn't she?
Yeah, I know more
about
the niece Haley Baldwin, a.k.a. Haley Bieber.
Mm-hmm. She's Alec's oldest daughter with, what's her name?
Yeah.
Kim Basinger.
My stepmom's an alien. Yes.
Kim Basinger.
Yeah.
Mom's,
you guys remember that film from way back in the day, My Stepmom's an Alien?
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
I remember going to the 1996 Democratic Convention in New York City, the Javits Center, and Alec Baldwin was walking around with his daughter, who at the time was a young teenager, and he had shorts on, and he and I had a conversation over the water bubbler, the water cooler, and he had all kinds of notes, and he was very serious about what was going on, and it was just interesting to get his vibe. He was very, very serious, and he was very interested in protecting his daughter, making sure that she was right there, you know, with him. I just found it interesting. It was an interesting vibe. I think they have quite a close relationship, even though, and I don't know what her relationship is like with her mother. As you said, that was kind of a weird, well, she's kind of a character, I guess, anyway, isn't she?
Kim Basinger?
Yeah.
I mean, they seem pretty volatile as a married couple.
But is she like Shailene Woodley? Is she kind of a granola?
Who?
Kim Basinger?
I don't know.
Well, and there was that whole was it Alec Baldwin who called Ireland a...
Yes, the little pig or something.
Yeah,
he did.
That's when they were
going through their divorce. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yep. All right, let's get to Taylor Swift and her short film. What do we need to know about all of this, and what's the ruse and the rumor mill saying about
it'll be out on Friday, along with the Taylor's version Red, the re-recording of her album Red, and there's going to be some Easter eggs that's kind of alluding to the fact that possibly 1989 is going to be her next album.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
the short film is about what?
Film.
What is it about?
It's her song All Too Well. It's going to be about it's a 10-minute song. It's going to be about a 13-minute short. And this is the one that famously she wrote for, though she didn't acknowledge it. It's rumor mill. Mm-hmm. That is about, oh my gosh, I'm blanking out his name.
This is Jake Gyllenhaal?
An actor.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Thank you so much.
Got it. All right, 28 past the hour.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, Black Friday. I've been training for it all year.
Like a marathon?
Pretty much. The deals are here, so I've made my list.
Checked it twice?
Yep. And mapped out the best gifts, like sneakers for my husband, toys for my kids, a cozy throw for my sister.
And for me?
Not telling. There's even an extra 15% off, and you can get Kohl's cash.
So you'll go back for more.
I've taught you so well.
Select styles. Select deals valid through November 10th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Health.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In September, Special Counsel John Durham, investigating the phony Russia collusion dossier, announced former Hillary Clinton campaign attorney Michael Sussman was indicted by a grand jury for lying to the FBI. According to a source, Jake Sullivan, who currently serves as President Biden's national security advisor, has now been implicated in the illegal, if not treasonous, activity called the Steele dossier. California Democrat Representative Adam Schiff sold the Steele dossier as a fact to the American people and added it to the congressional record. Mr. Schiff on The View this week.
Whoever lied to the FBI or lied to Christopher Steele should be prosecuted, and they are. Unlike in the Trump administration, if they're convicted, they should go to jail, not be pardoned.
People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2021 has been announced. The star of Ant-Man, Clueless, Anchorman, and Avengers Endgame, Paul Rudd, is the sexiest man alive. USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted.
But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
As Americans struggle with crisis after crisis from the current administration's policies, Republican Senator Tim Scott tells Fox News the reasons for Virginia flipping to a red state last week, and Americans are starving for some good news.
Happy warriors attract a bigger crowd. That politics is a game of addition. That talking about education is something that we as Republicans should always focus on. Having parental involvement is key. I've talked about the importance of school choice and education equality for a long time. He has run on those issues that resonate with the average person in this country. If we were to win in 2022 and beyond, we're going to have to just talk plain English to our folks. And when we do, when we champion the causes that they believe in the most, we're going to be okay. I honestly think that America's hungry for some good news. I think America's hungry to hear the truth, that while we have an original sin, we are not a racist country. That fighting discrimination with discrimination is wrong. I think America wants to remember that the greatest dreams of our people doesn't happen in Washington. It happens in everyday places all over the country on both sides of the proverbial track. I think just sharing that truth of who we are and the progress we've made and the hurdles that remain, I think it was at the right time.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now this half hour specialty is roofing and siding, Victoria. We specialize in helping people with all of that.
Soil talk, algae
very,
talk,
very
roofing
helpful.
And
yes.
Siding.
Exactly.
We're everywhere.
It's, that's right, everywhere. Just like, you know what, the dirt talk that we have. It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Today is the birthday of the Marine Corps. Let's see, November 10th. Is the day. Why don't they do what I wonder on the on Veterans Day, November 11th? That's tomorrow. Why don't they do
because
it then?
Because November 10th, 1775, is the birth date.
Yeah, I get that. But still.
More to celebrate.
Yeah. Doug and his weird issues with
going.
Holidays are just like, I could write a book.
You could.
Well, either there are too many, and then the ones that we have you don't like, and then you want to rename them. In this case, with the Marine Corps, you want to give them a different birthday. I mean, you're very opinionated about holidays.
You know,
never known anyone to be that invested.
A good host.
Holidays.
I am very opinionated about. Well, yeah, thank you. Uh huh.
I'm pretty sure everyone listening is like, why does Doug get so riled up about holidays?
I feel like there's a lot of people that are like, yeah, I have a holiday to add to that list. Let's ditch it.
I'm celebrating my birthday.
I mean, he can't even Facebook,
I guess,
Twitter, and Instagram.
He couldn't say Indigenous Peoples Day. That was too much. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just, you know.
Native American Day. That's better. I like that one better.
That's
all right,
great.
So anyway, Marine Corps birthday. Where's the Marine Corps? Is they have? I like the Marine Corps band. Right? all of them. I actually like the themes for most. Bum, 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 bum. You know the words, ladies?
Words?
Battle, united,
no, I don't know the words.
States Marines, over land and over. You get it. Right, you didn't want me
we
to
got
say
it.
Yeah, he didn't get it. Yep. Okay, so that's a happy birthday to the Marines, and we'll talk more about you tomorrow on the day when we should talk more about you. Tomorrow is Veterans Day. Hello, we got that taken care of. The fate of restaurants, having held in the balance many of the restaurant chains, really, I've noticed a number, and actually in California this past weekend, I noticed a number of chain restaurants that had gone out of business. Then the local boys and girls that are running, trying to run, you know, the great, one of the great things I love about Southern California ladies are and New York too, I guess, much as anything else, but I like them better in California, the delis.
The delis are good.
Oh, yeah.
New York is famous for delis.
I know they are. But there's some really good deli restaurants also.
There's one in Santa Monica, and I can never remember what it's called, but it's like an Italian market, and it has this amazing deli connected to it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, well, Froman's is like that. There are a couple of them. Anyway, so the problem that I was alluding to is a shortage of takeout containers and coffee cups. We're running into this all across the country, all across the world, shortages of everything. And now we have a shortage. We have a shortage of food, cars, chips, computers. Now there aren't even takeout containers and coffee cups enough. So where are they made? And maybe this is an opportunity, ladies, for restaurateurs to look at something different because they're so tied to plastic and the paper cups and stuff. What about something that's biodegradable? I think there's a new plastic. I'm told by my partner, I have a compost business on the farm, and I saw a plastic cup in the pile the other day. I said, we can't have that. He says, no, no, that's the new plastic that's biodegradable.
They're plant-based plastics. They're amazing.
I didn't know they existed.
Yeah, they take like a plant cellulose, and then they use other things like canola oil and byproducts of other crops and things like that, and they make what they call bioplastics.
Huh. Well, that's good. How do you find them? Can you buy them? I'd like to find them and use them on the farm and the ice cream stand.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are restaurant supply companies like Sysco is a huge, you know, one of the largest in the country.
They
will carry things like that. I mean, obviously they're going to be more expensive, but, you know, for right now,
well,
you know.
Isn't it worth it?
Absolutely, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So just something to keep in mind when you're going into a restaurant. Just say no, thank you, if it's a plastic straw.
Don't
like the other day.
Don't take anything excess. I get so, like, you know, like is every restaurant just throws in those packs that are wrapped in plastic, of the plastic fork and plastic knife and then the napkin. You don't need that. If you're going home, why do you need to take that with you? You don't. Leave it there for someone who's going to eat in their car.
So you'll get a kick out of this. At the restaurant the other night celebrating my birthday, waitress brought straws to everybody. And I said, no, thank you. We don't need straws here. And Miles says, no, Gramps. No, wait a minute. He says, look. And he peels the wrapper off, and it's one of those paper kind of whatever that's biodegradable. Look, Gramps, this is not plastic.
See, kids know.
Oh, yeah, he's paying attention to everything that's going on. So anyway, and pizza boxes now. I was complaining down at the compost pile because I saw a pizza box. I said, this is no. He says, yeah, the pizza boxes now are all biodegradable. They'll be gone.
Yeah.
They put them in the pile, and in 2 weeks, they're gonzo.
And so, they used to be coated with, and so this, the interesting thing about right now, the story you're telling about how restaurants are, you know, running out of to-go containers, that ice storm back in February, I mean, I know it's weird to think about back in February because everything is COVID and whatever, but when that ice storm locked down, remember when Ted Cruz decided to go to Cancun while the rest of Texas was freezing? Well, that ice storm completely locked down the petrochemical plant in Texas. And so when Texas was, because they don't have a power grid, as we all learned, the Texas power grid is terrible, and they don't have any help from any surrounding states until it's too late. And so the petrochemical plants in Texas had to completely shut down because there was no electricity. And so now, you know, clear plastic cups that you get at Starbucks or iced coffee or whatever, those plastic straws and even the pizza boxes that have the latex that binds the layers together, all of that came to a grinding halt because those power plants or those processing plants were shut down. So it's not all COVID. I mean, sometimes there are things that are made here in America, and so, you know, it's not all just the supply chain backup, and, you know, I mean, there's plenty of stuff that we could have control over right within our borders, but I don't know. People don't seem to put too much thought into things, which is
frustrating. 2 and 2 is still 4. All right, the People Magazine Sexiest Man Alive. You want to do the honors here, Jay? Who is second, you and I were talking about it off the air, and I couldn't.
Wait, didn't they announce who this was already?
No. It was highly speculated that it was going to be Chris Evans,
and that
he was robbed of it last year because of everything that kind of happened with that accidental photo.
He was robbed again this
himself.
Year.
Yes, but it was not Chris Evans. It's Paul Rudd.
Interesting.
Why?
Someone else in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Well, Chris is a much better looking, and I think better actor all the way around. But has The Rock ever been the sexiest man alive? Oh, he has?
Yeah, The Rock, I think, wasn't he like a couple years ago?
Let me find the list.
I don't think so. I have the list. Oh, no, you're right. 2016 he was.
Okay. Crazy. Who else is on the list? Go through it.
Take us back to
its inception. The inaugural sexiest man alive was Mel Gibson back in 85.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So who's recent? So Paul Rudd is this year. Last year it was
Michael B. Jordan.
McConaughey.
Michael B. Jordan was last year, and then the year before that was John Legend, 2019. In 2018 it was Idris Elba. Before that was Blake Shelton, 2017. The Rock was 2016.
Who picks
David
these
Beckham.
People? Is it the staff
the
of People
of
magazine?
People. Yeah.
The editors.
Yeah, it's the editors do. So. Well, one of
ben
my
Affleck
friends is on this committee, so they know a lot, actually. They're on this is a combination. It's not just someone's looks. It's a combination of, like, what their heat index is for the year. Paul Rudd has one of the most highly anticipated movies of the year coming out soon, the Ghostbusters Afterlife. So it's usually tied to something, you know, like a larger project or a big movie or something that they're doing.
And Paul Rudd is always working on stuff. He's Ant-Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The best, the absolute best, I'm sorry, but it is 2002 Ben Affleck when he had that full, like, James Dean
was so
kind
hot
of cover.
Then. Yeah, mm-hmm. He was hot then. But although, the J-Lo glow is working on him. Kevin Smith was just in another interview, the director who directed them in Jersey Girl, and he stayed friends with both of them, and he said he texted Ben the other day. He's like, you look the best that you've ever looked, even back to 2002. He's like, so this is clearly working for you. Your happiness is really shining through.
Good.
I mean, Ben Affleck is hot again.
Should get stop smoking.
All
right.
He should, yes.
The story of Brian Williams, who has been around on NBC for 30-some-odd years, I think. He's leaving. He's only 62. My speculation, he's got a job offer to go somewhere else. He was put in the closet when he made... he told stories on the air that weren't true, and I'm trying to remember exactly what he did say.
It was about being in a helicopter. There were multiple helicopters landing in, I don't know, Iraq or Afghanistan or something, and he lied about, like... about having some sort of near-death experience, but it turns out it wasn't his helicopter. It was the one in front of him that went through all that, and then the pilot kind of outed him. It was such a dumb... It was just so dumb.
But it cost him the anchor job on NBC Nightly News.
It cost him his whole career, basically. I mean, who's honestly taken him seriously since then?
Right. On MSNBC, what is there?
Well, anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it'd be interesting to see where would a guy like that go... After NBC, where would he go? And whatever he does, it'll be for money. I think that's... I don't know if they had to... I think that they had to pay him his salary through the end of his contract, whatever he was making. You know, like those guys usually make 18, 19 million a year. So
he can only... I mean, I can't... Maybe he wants to stick with hard news or something, but I could see him doing, like, you know... like a Kelly Ripa and Ryan kind of a thing, something in the lifestyle realm.
Maybe.
Because he's handsome, women will look at him. You know, right. I just think he needs to just do something that is not hard news. Because right. you just can't be taken seriously.
All right. Do we have the sounder for Law and Order? We've been speculating and talking a lot about what's going on. Is there or isn't there going to be a revival of Law and Order? And officially now there is, with what's his face coming back as McCoy, and they brought in
Jeffrey. I don't know who.
Jack. No.
I'm trying to help.
No, whatever. He played McCoy, and had been.
But what position was he? Was he a cop? Was he a detective?
No, he was the DA.
Sam Waterston.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
I don't know his name, but I just knew he was
Waterston.
The DA.
Okay. Yeah. Jeffrey Donovan is going to be in a lead role. He was cast last week. They still have under wraps.
I don't know who that is.
He's a very well-known character actor. Has been. He was probably most famous in a show called Burn Notice. He's actually a local guy from around here, but he's been.
Do we need this?
Law and Order.
I don't think we need this. If you want Sam Waterston back, and I agree, I love him because Grace and Frankie's now over. But like, put him on SVU or put him on with the Chris Maloney with Organized Crime. I don't know. I don't know that we need a whole new third one now.
Well, what they're trying to do is make another night for Wolf of Law and Order. Right now, they have the Blacklist on at 8, and then they have the two Law and Orders after that. They want to put the Blacklist someplace else because it used to do better on Friday night than it's doing on Thursday night, and then put the Law and Order with Waterston and all these other guys.
If they couldn't even put Chris Maloney and Mariska Hargitay on the same show, which I think would have, I think that was a mistake that they didn't, because I think people are, like myself, I love watching them, but I'm a little too, like, if it's not an episode where the two of them are in it, I'm kind of losing interest in the individual ones. I think that it would have been better to just have Elliot come back, and that's it. They're back together, and go from there. I just think it's stretching it so thin now. I don't know. I don't think it's going to work, but... I'm not Dick Wolf.
They've had other shows that didn't quite work. Law and Order, I think Justice, Equal Justice, I like the guy that plays...
SNL had a joke years ago because there were like 5 Law and Orders on at once, and
right.
now we're obviously ramping back up to that. And they were like, the only thing left they can do is Law and Order parking ticket unit. I mean, that's like the only thing left.
All right, we'll keep that in mind. 48 past the hour.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make $200 to $300.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's time for Movie Moments. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria and Jay are here, and maybe we'll find Chucker lurking about in the popcorn stand. Actually, there's some interesting news about popcorn, and the news, I'm going to throw cold water on the excitement that some people have about this popcorn story right after this.
Attention Americans aged 65 and older. The Medicare annual enrollment period for 2022 has begun. This is the only time to change your Medicare Advantage plan for a whole year, and Smart Match Insurance is here to help. Smart Match compares thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, you'll know if your current plan or new plan can get you extra coverage, let you keep your doctor, and save you money. Smart Match is like having a personal Medicare consultant who can help you get a better plan, including $0 copays, $0 deductibles, even $0 premiums, plus dental and vision coverage for no additional cost, even benefits for hearing aids and diabetic supplies. Having the wrong Medicare plan can cost you thousands. Smart Match makes it easy to find the right one with their free and unbiased help. If you find a plan you like, they can even enroll you on the spot. The Medicare annual enrollment period for 2022 ends soon. The service is free, so call now. Call 800-401-3982. That's 800-401-3982. 800-401-3982.
Sounds like the beginning of a Christmas movie. Isn't it? Is that what
that is? Isn't this from Home Alone? A movie that you cannot stand, even though you've probably never seen
all of it? We just talked about Home Alone. All right, Chucker, fess up. What's this?
It's just from Home Alone 1990. It is your favorite film. So I figured, why not?
Yeah, I know. Give me the old 1-2 zinger.
I'm excited for the new Home Alone. I think it looks cute.
All right. Well,
you're the only one, but okay.
Really? Oh, all right.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm the only one. He's talking to me. He's not talking to you.
No, no. I said I'm excited about the new one.
Oh.
Yeah, the new one that's coming out on Disney Plus, I think.
On November 17th. It's basically almost a direct remake with it. It looks like an English cast. But anyway, this day in movie history, Doug, Home Alone hit theaters November 9th, 1990. They shot it for a budget of just $18 million, 20th Century Fox originally wanted a budget no more than 11, but it wound up doing $476 million worldwide.
Yeah.
A massive hit. A Christmas classic. They auditioned 200 kids for the role of Kevin, but wanted Macaulay Culkin anyway, and he was cast. He was an Uncle Buck, so John Hughes, who wrote the script, knew him very well, and
Pesci
was familiar with him.
Wasn't Pesci and
Joe Pesci
other...
and Daniel Stern were
Stern, that was it, yeah.
Harry and Lloyd, the two wet bandits burglars. But originally, they asked Robert De Niro and John Lovitz to play those roles. They turned it down, and then it
really?
Was Pesci and Stern. Yeah, I mean, that happens all the time in the industry for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You know, they don't like the script, they don't have time, so on and so forth. But anyway,
so,
Home Alone is a classic, Doug. It just is.
Got it. Okay. So one of the new movies out this week that I want to see is Finch, but I can't see it unless I stay home and watch it on Apple TV. Is that right, or is it going to the theaters?
It is in a select handful of theaters, maybe in a couple major cities for Oscar considerations, like Los Angeles and New York. But most likely, yeah, you got to watch it on Apple Plus. That's another film Tom Hanks has done that is exclusively for streaming. So,
not interested.
World's changing, Doug. I don't like it. You don't like it, but it's
like
the reality
it.
Of the reality.
All right, bah humbug. Okay, let's
can
throw cold water on another story.
Let me just point one thing out.
Please.
Roy Scheider, his birthday would have been today, born in 1932, always known for Sheriff Martin Brody in Jaws. I loved him in a movie called Blue Thunder in 1983, French Connection, all that jazz. They don't make actors like that anymore. I loved Roy Scheider.
He was a great bad guy, the head of the insurance company in that movie that Matt Damon played the lawyer in.
Rainmaker, right?
Rainmaker, yeah.
Yeah.
He was a fabulous bad guy.
Guy was awesome.
Yep. All right, AMC says they're going to sell their beloved popcorn outside the theaters. Is this outside and inside, or just outside?
No, meaning like it's outside of, you know, you can go to, it's going
to
be
the
grocery
mall.
Stores. You can
Why?
Go to a
it's
kiosk
awful.
In the mall.
Popcorn sucks.
I got to tell you, when you say when they say beloved popcorn, that is an overreach to say the least, right? I mean, that stuff's
gourmet. It's terrible. It's the worst popcorn in movie theaters anywhere.
Wow.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
strong feelings.
I would agree.
This is a hot button subject.
All right. Who would have thunk? Popcorn today is the hot subject, Chucker.
Yeah. One other thing. Yellowstone. Kevin Costner, premiere season 4, drew 8 million viewers. That's double the rating that they had last year. So a lot of people are catching on to
watching
that show.
That.
I know you like
it's
it.
It's an interesting show. A little rugged.
Good for Costner. Yeah, very, it's very raw. Yep.
Yeah, it is kind of raw. All right, Chucker, you're not raw. You're our friend. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. It's 59.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.